tape for 2 hours or read the book for an hour.
It's the direct experience.
It's the direct understanding.
Direct experience of the real reality. So when there's more experience, then that's become a flavor as opposed to test.
Taste and then flavor and then...
Well, obviously, if you think about it, it has to start as something that is very faint and imperceptible because of the very nature of things, you know, and it develops like anything. So,
and one can see that the problem is when there is the minding or wishing to have more or wishing to have it clearer. Yeah. That's how it hinders its development, especially the clinging to self.
That's what she said, lopas is always
clinging, wanting to have more sati for oneself, or no detachment from dharmas as dharmas. Like when you said to me, oh, do you experience, but it's about detachment from dharmas, dharmas as elements.
Those are not, those are just concepts or words.
I think we tend to mix up, you know, think of a whole story. We think of a story of, oh, if I didn't read this for 3 hours or really understand all these details, then there wouldn't be any wise reflecting or considering now. But it's the moments of really considering realities while we read, not just the book knowledge or the detail about different cheetahs that really helps this moment. So it's while studying those details, it's the reflecting, the considering about present dharmas while reading, that is the condition for any understanding at this moment.
So not just reading the text or theory, just consider at the same time as you read.
Right, because if we just, I mean, we could just read or memorize the entire Abhidharma, but there may not be any conditions for any sati to arise at the present moment. So obviously it's not just memorizing or reading or learning all the details, but it's the, it always comes back to the present moment, the wise reflecting now. So now, one may be reflecting about the characteristic of attachment. So it's a concept, isn't a concept of attachment we're considering, but if it's considering attachment at this moment, it can be sankhara tanda for awareness of lobha to arise. But if it's just learning or memorize, oh, which cheetah's attachment arises without any
considering
about present dharma, then I don't think we can even say that it's pariyatti. Because it always has to come back to this moment, even when we're reading or considering.
However, I understand what she's saying, because I feel also if I hadn't had the theoretical knowledge first,
where would
I probably wouldn't continue and feel, well, this sounds really right.
Well, all direct experience has to be preceded by correct intellectual understanding, because that is the way things progress.
Right.
Yes.
But the correct intellectual understanding can be acquired any number of ways. You know, one way is reading an Abhidhamma text. Another way is doing what we're doing right now, for example.
Right. Discussing. Yeah.
So we shouldn't specify one as being, you know,
right,
appropriate.
Right.
And also, one could do either or both of those things, but not, but with a lot of wrong view, for example, so that they didn't then lead to direct understanding. So again, we should be careful about saying, well, if you do X, then Y will follow. So the fact that we have been fortunate enough to have exposure to and to have an interest in reading Abhidhamma texts, reading suttas, having discussion, but in the end it comes down to the fact that there has been some useful reflection on what we've read or heard. That is the condition then for the direct understanding of qualities.
So it cannot, we cannot pinpoint that this way is the right way or that way. It could be any way.
We don't actually know which part of our reading or listening was the condition for later understanding.
Or the listening, the understanding now. So moments of right view and wrong view or attachment or understanding while we're reading too. So that's why I said we mix cause and effect. So of course it's not the moments of clinging to having more sati while we read that lead to any understanding. It's the moments of wise reflecting with detachment about present dharmas that leads to more understanding. So we can't just take a whole or a situation. We have to look at different dharmas.
Even Buddha, even Buddha said that suci puri means listen, consider,
practice,
ask questions, and then writing. So this whole combination of ways would probably be something. Is that?
But we cannot pinpoint when, but after many years, when you look back, you can say, oh, I have more understanding now, a little more understanding.
Right. But see, like I said, when...
Tangled.
Difficult question.
Okay. And Suchin, could you say a little more about what the meaning of pariyatti is?
The understanding from reading or discussion?
Can one say pariyatti level, the object is always concept?
Concept of?
Is it always understanding it at a conceptual level? For example, at this moment.
Reality.
Of reality. Mm-hmm. Right? Concept of reality at this moment. But it always has to be at this moment.
Otherwise, it doesn't mean that there is any understanding of reality at all. Right. Why pariyatti concerns with the realities.
Right. But for example, let's say if we're reading about the different processes of cheetahs, but it's not, there isn't any understanding of the concept of reality at this moment, it's just book knowledge. We cannot say that it's...
There is the understanding that we cannot experience it like that.
Right, okay. If there is, so again, it has to be at this moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for example, if you're reading the details about pitichitas,
yes,
and, you know, first, second, third, fourth chitas, just the moment of theoretically understanding, oh, this is the way the cheetahs work like that, we can't say that that is pariyatti. But while reading about those cheetahs, if there is understanding that at that moment there is doubt or worry or not understanding of those witty cheetahs arising at this moment, that is the pariyatti.
Does that arise with citta?
It has to be this moment, about this moment.
Otherwise, it cannot.
Otherwise, it's just like any kind of book knowledge.
Textbook knowledge.
Right.
Not pariyatti.
Right.
And by reading that, one knows that they are anatta, the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because one cannot say, now it's time for cakkhuvijñāna, the next is sampatthicchana. But one knows that that is its way to be like that, and anatta-ness is there.
So if one, while reading these details about witticitta, there is wise reflecting on the anatta-ness of cittas at this moment, then it can be...
Yeah, but I think that at that level, the conceptual level or intellectual understanding, it helps one to understand one's own level of right understanding.
Or one's own lack of level
right.
of understanding.
Mm-hmm. And how limited one's own panya is.
Mm-hmm.
We do not expect to experience sampatthicchana or sandhira and so on. Mm-hmm. See?
So the pariyatti at that moment would be the understanding of the
little understanding or the ignorance of this
How realities arise and fall away in series by anatta-ness, no self. All theories will lead to understanding no self, about no self.
It always comes back to the citta, the moment when one studies or reads or listens or...
So we consider that as anatta-ness because it's
but not just saying or thinking without knowing that this moment is anatta.
Uncontrollable.
So that pariyatti is a level of wisdom. It's a level of panya.
Yeah.
It isn't just, well, I've got this book on it.
Right, exactly.
Not.
It depends on the way one learns. If one just memorizes, no understanding at all, we cannot say that that is pariyatti. One can say how many cetasikas and different words.
That's not pariyatti.
I guess it's different for each person, but for me, if I'm reading something about Abhidhamma, for example, there's not very often the awareness that I use that in the conventional sense, that I'm reading about the present moment. It's easy to read books and be thinking about what you're reading and fitting all the jigsaw puzzle in, and saying, oh yes, that may.
All the time.
What is one realizing that one is actually reading about the present moment? Whereas I would say when we're discussing, sitting around here discussing these kind of things, like we are moha, for example, and Ajahn said where and when is moha, then you know immediately it's
moha now.
It makes one think about the present moment. This is what we are talking about this morning. It's the present moment, and unless we appreciate that, then of course we are not really benefiting from the discussion. But to me there's no comparison between the two modes of useful thinking that I've just mentioned in terms of which is helping direct understanding to arise.
I think the other thing though is Mr. Jin said before, we can't know others' accumulations, so we can't say, oh, it's not useful to read these details, or it is, because again, it's different for different people, and again, only Panya can really know while one's reading whether there is any understanding, whether there's any pariyatti, or whether it is just clinging to stories and concepts and building a picture. And I know for myself, you know, the cheetahs change all the when one's reading. It's, you know, there's attachment or wanting to work out the story, but then there may be moments of wise reflection in between, so we can only know for ourselves.
Right. Would you say that had you not reading all the textbook, would you understand the reality?
Why not? Even conceptually or theoretically, because all the teachings about realities, and as we know realities, that realities are this moment which sees and hears or think or lopa or dosa, we know that we are reading about realities, that we know more that they are anatta, no self, by reading anything which is the teachings of Buddha. Because all concerns with realities right now.
Would you say a person who cannot read cannot develop understanding and insight?
If they cannot read, they would have the other way of learning as opposed to reading. To answer, to be exact, you know, to your question, would I say that people that cannot read cannot develop panya? No, because if they cannot read, they can still hear.
Right. And would they have to hear about realities in the form of Abhidhamma being presented in the form of Abhidhamma? Or could it be in the form of casual discussion, for example.
But in the form of Abhidhamma or discussion, I don't think it really doesn't matter as long as they talk about the absolute reality, which I think absolute reality is Abhidhamma. But if you want to call us as a casual discussion, as long as they talk about the absolute realities, they can develop Panya.
Right.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, I think that's right, because like this morning, we've talked about so many, if you sort of listened and jotted down the topics, that they'd all be about realities and different aspects of things we read about in Abhidhamma.
Right.
And we haven't necessarily approached it from the aspect of an Abhidhamma presentation.
Right.
But as you say, the realities are the same.
Right. Isn't that realities? Abhidhamma?
Yes.
Thank
what
you.
Is Abhidhamma? Instead of whether it's or not, what is Abhidhamma?
Instead of what?
What is Abhidhamma? Instead of saying that it's, this is Abhidhamma, or what you just said?
I was saying that, you know, because he was asking me if people cannot read, would they be able to develop Panya? And I said, if they cannot read, if they can listen to the discussion about realities, they can develop Panya. But then he said that, listen about Abhidhamma topics or aspect or talk about casual or talk, you know, like we discussed now. Well, as long as they hear about the reality discussion, then they can develop Panya, whether you can call it casual or whether you will call that Abhidhamma.
Yeah.
And whether you call it Abhidhamma, what do you mean? Just call or what?
Well, he was asking me that to hear about.
Yes.
For one who would be able to develop Panya, do they have to hear about Abhidhamma, the aspect of Abhidhamma?
As Abhidhamma.
As Abhidhamma, or discuss casually? I answer him that as long as they listen about the realities, whether he called that Abhidhamma or called it casual, they can still develop Panya. That was my answer.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, can I speak Thai a little bit? You don't mind?
เข้าใจแล้วค่ะเข้าใจแต่ตอนหลังที่คุณโอถามเรื่องอภิธรรมนี่ไม่เข้าใจ
เขา
ไม่ใช่ตอนนี้เข้าใจค่ะแต่ตอนประโยคสุดท้ายไม่เข้าใจ just the last sentence I don't understand the last sentence
I think you said our realities Abhidhamma and then Ajahn said well let's talk about what isAbhidhamma, not what are realities.
Oh.
Not whether realities are Abhidhamma, but what can we say Abhidhamma is? Put the question around the other way.
Oh, what can we say Abhidhamma is?
Yeah.
But isn't that realities?
Yeah. Question?
Yeah. Well, he asked me and then the question.
Yeah.
So what is Abhidhamma then?
Abhidhamma is the realities.
Uh-huh.
That can be experienced at the moment.
At the moment.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Study of reality now.
Right.
Yeah.
And also,
as can be known at the present time.
That's
yeah.
right. And also, I don't think it's a matter of quantity, like how much you read or how much you listen or how much time you spend with wise people, but the reflecting, the considering, the understanding, like, you know, like Jill, for example, hasn't seen Ajahn for, you know, very long time, and she's been very busy or hasn't read so much. But still there is the understanding, developing, accumulating, the reflecting. it's just an example, but what I'm saying is it's not about the amount that one's read, or like you said to me, oh, if you hadn't read all those books, would you be here, or... I don't think it's a matter of the quantity or how much one has read, but if one reads just one line and really considers and reflects and develops understanding of the present moment, it's more precious than reading all the books and just memorizing or learning the details, but not
I agree.
Really understanding. There may be more pariyatti in the first than in the second.
I agree.
But